To be very frank with you, the first thing we had to do to have a peace-building structure in Akwa Ibom State is to train the family heads. Because it is the family head that becomes the village heads. So there's supposed to be a kind of like a continuous training on conflict resolution mechanisms and peace-building efforts for family heads. A family head can then grow to become a village head, who eventually become a clan head, and if at the end becomes a paramount ruler, who is even very close to the governor. Again, that is number one. Number two, there should be a total isolation of the traditional institution from partisan politics. They are royal fathers. They should not be card-carrying members of any political party, no matter how juicy the offer. So our politicians should try as much as they can to stop this practice of bringing these people. Like right now, the traditional institution in Akwa Ibom State, with due respect to our monarchs, is more or less like an AGIP, any government in power. That is wrong.